The study by University of Oregon economist Gordon Lafer argues that because such laws weaken the ability of unions to bargain for higher pay, the result is that wages for all workers tend to fall.
Then there's less pressure on non-union employers, and they can feel like, okay, well, maybe I don't need to give you as much benefits, or I can charge a higher copay. And it's not planned, it's not conscious, it's not a conspiracy, it's just the normal way that a competitive market works.
But Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says right-to-work laws passed in Indiana and Michigan have actually had the opposite effect.
Both of those states have consistently increased wages since they have enacted right-to-work laws.
Republican state legislators say they plan to introduce a right-to-work law in the current session. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.